Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Who and what do you worship? Now, human beings are such that they are given to worship. And you might think about that when you think about what human beings do and where they are going. A lot of them don't even know if there is a God. Some of those who say that there is no God berate all of those who believe in God as having an illusion of knowledge. And yet for every atheist and everyone who believes that everything came from nothing, is that not an illusion of knowledge? And does any man really, really know? Well, there is a God. He created the heavens and earth and everything that there is. We have been created by Him. And there is also, and we have a series on it right here on Church at Home, Who is Satan the Devil? So there's the true God, and then there's Satan the Devil. Now, Satan the Devil rebelled against God the Father and Jesus Christ when God created the earth so that mankind could be created and to live on it and everything here. And Satan, who at that time was an archangel, a cherub, right over the throne of God, rebelled. And he took a third of the angels with him because he wanted to become like God. He thought he could overthrow the throne of God and take over the universe. Well, he was cast back down to the earth. And he's been here ever since. And he wants to be worshipped. And he wants all of those who think that they worship the true God to really be worshiping him. Do you? Oh, well, no, you'd probably say, well, no, I don't worship him. Well, we'll run a little test here a little bit later, and I think you'll really be surprised. Now, here recently, we had this terrorist attack in Paris. Stopped everything in Paris. They attacked a concert, they attacked restaurants, they attacked other places all at once in a coordinated attack. And all of the safeguards and all of the police and all of what law enforcement could do couldn't stop it. Now, there was an interesting untold story, or very little told story, about what was happening at that concert. What was going on there? Now, you're going to be shocked as to what actually happened. And this has been verified by cell phone video as the event occurred. So here they are on a Friday night, which, by the way, is God's Sabbath. And if they were keeping the Sabbath of God, they wouldn't be there because the Sabbath is reckoned from sunset to sunset. However, they were there. Now, everyone knows that Paris is the capital of many forms of sects, that it is also a center of atheism and rejection of God. And we have a generation that we have trained from the cradle to have no knowledge of God, to have no knowledge of the source of evil, Satan the devil. And so they're told God is a myth, Satan is a myth. Well, maybe you can rethink that after I read to you what actually happened at the concert and what was taking place at the precise time that the shooting began. Now, have you ever heard of the Eagles of Death Metal concert? Isn't it interesting? How many people have had their minds programmed by the music that we have today? Not only blasting through their minds, but blasting through their bodies with the volume. And many of these groups are dedicated to Satan the devil. Have you ever heard of Knights in the Service of Satan? KISS?
Because, they say, KISS promotes the worship of Satan.
This is one of the ways that the enemy is coming in to try to engulf the minds of these teenagers and win them over.
We make heroes out of these guys and make them look like they're something great when literally they're destroying this country.
Their music and their lyrics is espousing Satan worship and drugs among our kids, and you're looking at a preacher in Pine Bluff, Arkansas that's against it, and we're going to stand against it.
I don't think we'd like those people to like us. They're strange. I mean, they really are weird, you know, but we don't get involved in that. We're a rock and roll band, and we're certainly not going to make a career of explaining what we do to anybody.
What they do, according to many Christian leaders, is use their evil-looking makeup along with lyrics such as "I was raised by the demons" and "I'm king of the nighttime world" to influence their fans to idolize the underworld.
I think they're trying to fill their auditoriums and fill their pocketbooks, what I think. And I think they're putting our kids on the block to do it.
There are people who really believe in what these guys have to say. That's the scary part. And if we come and actually start playing the game, we're going to lend more importance to these guys than they actually deserve. They are really small-time bozos who are warped, who are going to try to do the same thing that's been done to Elvis, which is burn his records, and to the Beatles. We figure we're in very, very good company.
The kids, for the most part, are ignoring all the commotion and have been going to the KISS concerts for the same reason they go to any concert, to hear very loud rock and roll.
They're not out here for any Satan worship. It's just rock and roll. That's all it is.
They don't have me worse than the devil, so I don't worry what they do.
The Masons are using the entertainment industry in particular to condition people to their way of thinking, either openly or subliminally. The methods they use vary, but the goal is the same, to impose their beliefs, their ideology, and their objectives on you in such a way that you begin to think of them as your own.
And it's all designed to get people to worship Satan, the devil. Now, there are many forms of worshiping Satan the devil, as we will see. But the modern rock music, hard metal, rap music, the majority of it is Satan-inspired, preaching sin, preaching death, preaching all of the things that lead to destruction, and is one of the things that helps open the gateway for drugs. Now let me read you what was going on there. So here they had, they're in the concert, you know they do, they're all there, they raise their hands, and really, it's just like a Pentecostal worship service when you understand it. And of course, a Pentecostal worship service is not of God. What was the song that they were singing? What was it that they were participating in? And don't think it was just a coincidence that this occurred at this time when they were doing that. They were singing the song, "Kiss the Devil." I want you to juxtapose this with what God says. God says, "Love me, obey me, serve me." Satan, the counterfeit God, wants people to love him, to serve him, to obey him. So here are the lyrics. Who will love the devil? Who will sing his song? Who will love the devil and his song? I'll love the devil, I'll sing his song. I will love the devil and sing his song. Who will love the devil and who will kiss his tongue? Who will kiss the devil on his tongue? I will love the devil, I will kiss his tongue, I will kiss the devil on his tongue. And as they were singing all of these lyrics with the band going in great power Then the shooting started. And everyone was wondering, why were all of these innocent people killed? What was it that happened? No one would have thought, well, maybe God is sending a message to them. Oh, well, God wouldn't do that. How would a God of love do that? Well, that's not quite as fatal as a bolt of brimstone from heaven like it was on Sodom and Gomorrah. But I wonder how many people really thought and considered when that happened. I wonder how many people thought that after over 130 were killed and many, many others wounded. I wonder if anyone asked, where's God? Why do these things happen? Did you know that the Bible prophesies that the whole world will worship Satan the devil? You see, because people don't know or understand their Bible, or very few do, and few have some understanding of some things of the Bible, but let's come here to Revelation 13 and see what it says. And as I read this, ask yourself the question, who and what do I worship? And we will put in below that, who and what do I obey? And below that, who and what do I love? Because all of those are a form of worship. Verse 4, and they worship the dragon who gave his authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast who has the power to make war against him? Now let's look at this. They worship the dragon. Now who is the dragon? Well, the Bible answers that question. Just cross the page in my Bible. Now I want you, as we read this, I want you to think about how many religions come back to dragons or serpents, and that is the form and the basis of their religion. Let's come over here to chapter 12 and verse 9. And a great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. Now, how does he deceive the whole world? And it's very interesting in the Greek, because the phrase deceiving comes from the Greek, which is a present tense participle, meaning he is deceiving constantly on an ongoing basis. And one of the greatest deceptions of all is to don't believe that you're being deceived, and to not believe that you're worshiping Satan the devil. Satan always wants people's worship as much as possible, directly or indirectly. There are literally hundreds of millions of people who think they are worshiping God, but they are not. Now, there are those, like this group here, who will kiss the devil. There are atheists who believe in Satan the devil. There are those who also believe in Satan the devil as a spirit being, and they actually worship him.
Hundreds of people turned out tonight for the unveiling of a very controversial statue.
Yeah, it really is. The Satanic Temple of Detroit revealed the one-ton bronze statue.
As a small group of protesters prayed, hundreds waited for tickets to the unveiling of an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of a goat-headed Satan. Most of the people here agree with the teachings of the Satanic Temple, the group responsible for the event.
It's here, it's in Detroit, and this is fantastic that like we get to experience this and we get to see this amazing statue be unveiled for all the world to see.
Satan's pretty cool. They were kicked out of Boston, right? Oklahoma didn't want them. They tried to put satanic coloring books in Florida. Right, that was shut down.
This enemy that we're fighting is an invisible enemy, and it's going to take invisible weapons, the weapons of prayer, the weapons of fasting. Prayer and fasting, coming together as one, will drive the spirit out.
And it comes from this old, old picture of Satan the devil. And isn't it interesting that it is in the form of a goat? You ever thought about that? Now here's another picture of it. Little children, yes, by all means.
The statue will also have a functional purpose as a chair where people of all ages may sit on the lap of Satan for inspiration and contemplation.
And where does Satan start with it today? Well, it's called, used to be, fairy tales. Now it is cartoons and Walt Disney. One of the greatest purveyor of Satanism to the world is Walt Disney. But you stop and think about what you find in Disneyland. Lies, make-believe, demonic things, satanic things, witchcraft. They even have a whole center dedicated to Harry Potter. And what are little children taught on the cartoons? Have you ever watched the cartoons lately to see what they are teaching, to see what is being projected to them? They are deceived in their own deceit. Now, Satan has always wanted to be worshipped. And how does he approach people? Now, Satan is not like that goat. Satan comes warm, friendly, humorous. Now, do this for a minute. Think of the most handsome man or woman, most beautiful woman, most handsome man. They're intelligent. They are good speakers. They have good education. They know how to present themselves. And that's more how Satan appears. But you can always tell by what is said. They deny God. Or at least misrepresent God. So Satan is the con artist par excellent. Always contradicts God. Now let's come to the very first of the Bible, to the book of Genesis. Now, the archangel who became Satan the devil and a third of the angels who followed him in the rebellion rebelled before God created Adam and Eve. How long before? We're not told. But remember, these created rebellious beings, Satan the devil and the demons, the fallen angels, want to do everything to take over power from God. And so what they did right at the first with Satan coming into the Garden of Eden, they contradicted the instructions of God. Now I want you to mark that. Because God created Adam and Eve, put them in the Garden of Eden, he commanded them. And he also commanded them, keep the garden and do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can eat of every other tree, but not this one. Because in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die. Now, just like everything that God does, he instructed Adam and Eve. They had a full-fledged knowledge. They knew what God wanted. God personally taught them. And so, God let the serpent come in. Now, it was Adam's job to guard the Garden of Eden and not let it in. So Adam failed in not driving out the serpent. And also, God wanted to know, would Adam and Eve really believe him and serve him? Now, you show your disbelief to God when you don't do what he says. Now, let's see what happened when the serpent, Satan the devil, was led into the Garden of Eden. Let's look at his tactics. And we will see these are the same tactics that he uses today. And then it leads to the ultimate deception of worshiping Satan the devil. Now, we will see there are degrees of it in between. Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Is it true, God has said, you shall not eat of any of the trees of the garden?" Notice, contradicting what God said. And the woman answered the serpent, "We may freely eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has indeed said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now, she gave the right answer. So Satan comes back with another supposition, a complete fabrication. But he was very convincing. And the serpent said to the woman, "In dying, you shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be like God, deciding good and evil." So Satan comes along now with a proposed benefit, something that they could receive, and something that would make them better than God, and they could improve themselves. Now, these are the same tactics that the best con men in the world use today. So then, the woman thought about it. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Directly went against God. Now, let me ask you a question. Stop and think about this. Why don't you take the Ten Commandments? We've been talking about those recently. Line them up right here, and then ask yourself a question. Do I obey this commandment? Go through each one individually. Or do you do like Eve and Adam and choose to go against God? Now, you need to think about that and ask yourself the question then, what is really the truth? Well, the truth is really the Word of God. Verse 7, "And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves." And then when God came to find out what happened, they tried to hide from God. Well, isn't that what people do today? There is no God. I can do whatever I want to. Oh, I'll worship Satan the devil. Or I'll be in this religion over here. So human beings from the beginning have turned aside from God and have gone after Satan the devil. So the question is, how much of satanic doctrines do you actually believe and follow? And are you really, really worshiping the true God in truth? Now, we have a book for you, why Christianity is failing in America. You need this book. You need to understand what is happening in the world. And you need to understand, if you don't believe in God, we have this book, God or No God. Just remember this. God has his stamp on everything that is created. And on you, and in you, it's called your DNA. Think of that. Now then, once you start wondering what you need to do, we have this book. Lord, what should I do? That's the very reason for church at home. What do you need to do to get out from underneath this cloud of deception that is covering the whole world, and all the world is worshiping Satan the devil? Now, we will see that that is literally true, and we will look at some more of the devices of Satan the devil, and how what he wants to do, because he used to be right above the throne of God. He wanted the throne of God. And now he wants to be worshipped as God. This is quite a detailed study in the Bible to understand, where do I start to get out from underneath the false gods and worshiping the true God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.